And we have some that will be experiencing more than they care to remember. Quite a few Christmases. And then we have other people who are in between. But Christmas is for all of us. Now, I remember when the kids were a bit younger, we would carefully make sure that we would set up this manger scene. We still have the same one. I don't know how it survived. It was made out of this type of paper material, kind of like those crowns you get in the Christmas crackers. It was made up of that stuff. And our kids were not delicate. But somehow this thing survived, and we have it to this day. But Joseph and Mary and the three magi and the shepherds and the animals, they all survived. And we made sure that we never put out the miniature baby Jesus before Christmas Day, because that just didn't make any sense to us. He wasn't born yet. Why should he be there? Where is Jesus? The kids would ask. He's not there, Mom. He's not there, Dad. Where is Jesus? Why is he not there? It was a very good question. Because every Christmas we should be asking the question, where is Jesus? Most people want to experience that feeling at Christmas, to see Jesus at Christmas. Not just in the manger, but to catch a glimpse of him, of what he is doing, and to feel something special. So we look for him. And I know a lot of us have high expectations for visiting, for presents, for stockings, for good food, for Christmas sweaters. This isn't one of them. Although it is a Christmas sweater, it's not a Christmas sweater. Where is Jesus? Maybe we look for him in all these special things, all the extraordinary things, all the things that we reach for at Christmas. Maybe we look for him in that Christmas feeling, that magic. We want a magical Christmas. We look for an experience or a feeling that will take us away from our worries, away from everyday life, just for a little while at least. But then, the reality of Christmas hits us. And depending who you are, it might be a bit less than magical and kind of disappointing. And sometimes we set ourselves up for this. We set the bar so high, we look so hard for that feeling, we have such great expectations, we want something special on Christmas. But the reality is, for most of us, that white snow that looks so beautiful coming down, that white fluffy stuff, all Christmas-ish and Narnia-like, it turns to slush, brown, dirty, heavy, wet slush. And that food we are looking forward to, the perfect turkey, creamy mashed potatoes, deliciously refreshing Brussels sprouts. The reality is more like this. The turkey is never quite right. It's always the oven. And the potatoes, the ones you've been looking forward to, working so hard on, they come out lumpy. Oh, and the company. Wow. That's another story. When Aunt Bethany shows up with her awkward sense of humor, her lack of social graces, the magic seems to die. And the conversation turns to politics, Trump and Clinton. And before you can say, holly jolly, everyone's fighting. The higher our expectations are, the further things seem to fall, come crashing right down to the ground, right to the earth, and the high is gone. The magic escape is ruined. And we're right back to the everyday, back to the ordinary. And we ask, where is Jesus at Christmas? Where do we find him? The most basic conviction of Christianity, our fundamental belief that we hold dear more than anything else, is that we find Jesus right here on the ground, on the earth in the ordinary. The book of John starts with this affirmation. It's a famous verse. You might recognize it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word, Jesus, was there at the beginning, before the world began. He was always present. It tells us that he is Almighty, Creator, a light that shines in the darkness. But the temptation might be to stop there. And if we do, we end up with a God who is so divine, a God who is so unreachable, a God who is way, way up there. If it had ended there, we would have had a different type of Christianity. And the question, where is Jesus, would have been answered differently. We'd have to say, he's way out of reach. He's way up there. You can't reach him. And we would have ended up with a Christianity of looking for the next escape from this world, the next way to leave the earth behind, the next way to experience and to find just a glimpse of that divine feeling. But the text doesn't end with the first line. It crashes right down to earth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Where is Jesus? Where can we find him? He is here among us, with us, in the ordinary. Where is Jesus? Where can we find him? The very idea that the meeting of people and God would come, not where we go to meet him in the airy fairy, leaving the earth behind, leaving people behind, escaping the reality of the world, but when the Word, the Logos, God, descended. Where is Jesus? He came down to the depths of the earth, to our mess. It's an amazing message. John surprises his readers. Instead of the liberation from the material world, instead of escaping, instead of trying to find Jesus way, way up there in some perfect experience, some perfect feeling, instead of this, we find Jesus here on this earth with the animals and people and dirt and mess. With burnt turkeys and strained relationships, with unmet expectations and disappointment, with the stuff of boring, painful, everyday life. The Word of God came and became flesh, became bound to humanity and human history, bound to us, you and me, all of us. Where is Jesus? He's there in the highs and in the lows among us. In the kitchen, when we clean up the sauce that boiled over, or the scorched pan that the gravy burned in. Not me, of course. Burn my gravy. He's with us in our driveway when we move all that slush. He's there in our broken relationships, trying to mend them. He's there in our heartache, working to heal it. He is in the ordinary with us. That's the miracle of Christmas. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Look for that place where God is at work. And if you don't know where to start, a good place to look is those ordinary places that we want to avoid. So today, we light the Christ candle in recognition and proclamation that our God is a God of light who descended and walks with us. So I'm going to light the Christ candle, and the ushers are going to come forward. And they're going to light their candles, and they in turn are going to light your candles. And we're going to dim the lights, and sing.